baby tonight.
Baby tonight.
Why do I have that song stuck in my head constantly? Is it just Enrique always playing? Iglesias? I don't know. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
And you're watching KFAF, the show that cannot be stopped, won't stop, can't stop, won't stop. Red cups, sweaty bodies everywhere, hands in the air like we just don't care.
Rockefeller Records? Where were you going with that?
I was trying to go Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Red cups, sweaty bodies everywhere, hands in the air like you don't care. We don't have so much fun now. We like to party.
Why do you look Andy sedated right now?
What? That's how she looks all the time. That's why it's cool.
Got it. Okay. It looked like It looked like you were possessed or something.
La-da-dee-da-dee. We like to party.
Like the spirits from the beyond were communicating through you.
I tried to get Dee to watch Poltergeist yesterday 3 times.
Good movie.
And she was like, I will not watch that movie. It's too scary. And I'm like, scary. It's not scary. I'm like, it's not scary, babe. And we put on the preview that Netflix has, and it's the scene where I think it's Joe Beth Williams and Craig T. Nelson are in the kitchen, and she just puts the girl down on the ground, and she automatically slides across the floor.
Oh, okay.
And Craig T. Nelson's like, "What the hell's happening?" And Dee was like, "That's really scary." I was like, "That is really scary."
They're here.
So,
yeah, that's creepy.
So we ended up watching another Eric Roberts movie and just eating goldfish. That was a lot better.
Hey, man, I've been on that whole grain kick. I've been on the whole grain kick.
No. You and these whole grain
What do you goldfish. Mean, no? They're good,
no,
man.
No, they're terrible.
No, they're
an abomination.
Good. You're ridiculous.
I put those up with the flavor blasts, like the double XL cheese flavor blasts, as just the worst snack on the planet.
I mean, I agree with that. I hate the flavor blasts. I like subtlety, Nick. I like a little bit of subtlety with my snacks. It's a snack that smiles back.
Listen, man, I want to give a quick shout-out, of course, to our Patreon producers, Mohammed, and Al, the Predator Tribesman.
Momo!
You guys are holding it down out there over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. We very much appreciate you for being a part of this show each and every week. And you out there as well, if you haven't backed us on Patreon, but you're still watching the show, we love you just as much. Of course, we want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors, ExpressVPN, MeUndies, and HelloFresh, but we'll get to that later. Now, I assume this is going to be the stunning conclusion of the Guinness Book of World Records called Andy, and they said hello. They said,
really?
can I speak to Andy?
Hello, like
to,
yes. This is Andy Cortez. Andy.
Hi Andy, this is Mr. Guinness. I'm calling because I heard that you guys are doing the world's longest game of operation. Is that correct?
It is true, yes, and we cannot call it that. It is called Surgery Station.
Surgery Station, okay. That seems like that's going to protect us legally. So I would like to formally, cordially
Hold on, are you drinking like bean juice? What is that?
It's a Thai iced tea. My wife and I went over to this little Rooster and Rice restaurant in our neighborhood, and I wasn't hungry because I interviewed Eric Roberts this morning, and I was nervous. Or did I? I was legitimately nervous that, and this is how fucked up Henry Winkler got me, Andy, is that I did all this prep. I was super excited to go back and watch all these Eric Roberts movies. I watched a bunch I'd never even seen before, but I'd heard of, and I was like, this is fucking awesome. The guy's got did a bunch of great movies in the 80s. And then it dawned on me that I was like, it would be an amazing way to get back at me for the Oreos bit. This would be just such a good prank to pull on me. And it's something that I don't think Greg would do, but like doubling down on the Henry Winkler leaving me at the altar could have been amazing. And Eric Roberts would have been the perfect get for that because he knows that I would be excited to interview him. But Greg being in cahoots with Eric Roberts, that was a worry in the back of my
mind. Does it hurt when you pee?
Surgery Station.
You might have an STD.
Surgery Station.
Is your blood in your poo?
Surgery Station.
We're the doctors for you.
So you think you're gonna lose today? ?
No. No.
No.
Not a chance.
Okay.
You think you're mounting this comeback against me?
It's tied, my friend. It's 2600 right now, and there's one piece left on the board. This couldn't be more exciting if we had planned it this way. Now, Andy, we've got the score is 2,600 to 2,600. It's tied, and there's one piece left on the board right now, and that piece is for all the marbles, as they say. It's the Adam's apple, $300. Now, according to your rules last week, I get to go again, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's my go.
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. So I'm giving this the best go. Now, as you can see, my apple's really in a good spot. I should have given it the old Andy Cortez shuffle, but apparently I don't like to cheat, so hold on.
I mean, I can't see. That's the thing. You're telling me it is. I'm just taking your word for it. I'm listening for the vibration.
Okay, no, it's not there yet, but I'm nervous now.
If the board vibrates, I will hear it, Nick. Keep that in mind. Come on.
Sorry to tell you, Andy.
No!
The operation was a success.
No!
The operation was a success, ladies and gentlemen. And for the first time ever, here on KFAF, I beat Andy.
Why did they change the rules to help you out? I could have finished this in the last, 3 weeks. I shouldn't have helped you out, dude. I wanted to extend this. I reached out a hand and I said, Nick, do you need help? Do you need help with this? It seems like you're hopeless. Your body is dying. Here, reach out. Grab my hand. I'll let you go first every next time. I'll let you go first.
And guess what happened, Andy? It bit you in the ass. It bit you in the ass.
Can you reach it over here, though, like outside? To make it look like we're touching.
I can't. You gotta do the other side. I'm on the other side of you.
No, you're on the other side of me. There you go. There you go. Wow.
Congratulations. Good game.
I can't believe it. Fuck. Now we have to make another game.
Andy, that's something we'll figure out for next time. We'll be announcing what the next game's gonna be on the next episode of KFAF. Of course. Before we do that, we've got a fun bit today. Andy, as you noted, it's National Drive-Thru Day. You hit me up earlier and said, you know what would be real fun, dude, if we just got in the car and went to a Wendy's and just went through the drive-thru and just got ourselves some nugs.
I haven't had Wendy's since quarantine started.
I think we got to do it, bro. I think we got to get out there and do the rest of the show from the car.
Should we go do this?
I think let's go do this. I'm down for it.
All right, man. All right. I'll see you in a bit then. I'll see you in a bit.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Later.
All right, Nick. Let's take a little adventure, huh?
Are you New Zealish?
I'm really excited that we're actually out doing stuff.
Me too.
And I'm kind of nervous because I haven't driven in a while, Nick. I'll be honest with you. So I don't know if my skills are still there. Everybody knows I'm one of the best drivers in San Francisco.
Yeah, you mentioned that one of your tires was low, and then you got a low tire indicator.
Right.
A lot of the indicators on your car, once they tell you there's a problem, even if you fix the problem, they stay lit, just like a teacher who's like, you got one more strike.
Got it.
Do you understand me?
Oh, okay.
You had two strikes. That was second strike.
So you think it's like one of those things where coaches always tell their players, if you're on time, you're late. If you're late, don't even show up.
You have to be a winner or
you lose.
You lose.
I don't have an AC, so sorry.
There's nothing quite as fun as driving in a car and feeling moist heat come at your face and kind of wanting to throw up. That's how you know you're alive. Yeah. All of you people out there that have air conditioning that just cools your car down, and then you get, oh, I'm a little too cold. Oh, my hands are a little too cold. Look what I do with my hands right here. Look at this. Look at this fucking.
I'm so free.
Look at this. Ho, pop, pop.
I wish we could leave the window. Ah, that's a good move right there. You bet you're let out of the cage right now. You're unleashed.
Well, dude, I haven't left my house in fucking 3 weeks, bro.
You are unleashed right now.
They don't let me out. I don't have anyone to talk to except for my wife, and quote, she doesn't like me anymore.
What do you think it is that sort of changed her mood on you? Is just the fact that you're around more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. it's no fault of mine, I don't think. I'm the same me. It's just, Andy, relationships are predicated on balance.
Are you gonna vomit right now?
I might throw up a little bit. Andy's Let's go to the Wendy's drive-thru. I want a little spicy nug, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want a DC.
I'm so excited because, I'm glad that we're doing this for work because, Nick, I've been thinking about Wendy's every day since the quarantine began because I was so used to working at the studio, ordering some Wendy's late at night if I'm having a late editing night or a late design night or whatever, and there's no Wendy's that's close by, and it's really unfortunate. So I'm lucky that we're making this trip right now. We're celebrating National Drive-Thru Day. And we're gonna make a little event out of it. I'm excited.
I'm super excited. But the biggest thing I miss, the fountain beverage. You can't get a fountain beverage anywhere. Everywhere I go, they're like, it's not legal to everyone to touching the beverages things. So they just shut down the Phantom Menace. They shut down anyone streaming of the classic 1998 Phantom Menace.
That's crazy.
Starring Jake Lloyd. I'm Jake Lloyd.
You can move this one on you too. It's just warm air.
So what I'm going to say is this. Marriages are like balance, right? They're about balance.
And the force.
And part of what I've realized in my marriage is that too little Nick or too much Nick can be like, it's basically my marriage is like a pool, Andy. Too little chlorine, you get algae. Too much chlorine, people jump in and they burn their eyes.
It's such a scary balance. I would be so scared to be a pool owner because I feel like I don't want to run that risk. What if I have my nieces and nephew over burn into acid?
Exactly. You know? They get out, they can't see anymore, and then all of a sudden Uncle Andy has to be their eyes and ears.
Yeah. I'm not ready for that life. I don't even know where we're going.
Oh, we should get off here.
Pacifica?
We've shot past it.
Oh.
It's fun though. I was like, Real Taco was about to leave, and D was like, "What are you guys doing?" And I was like, "Me and Andy are gonna go through drive-thrus." She goes, "That sounds like so much fun. Like, it's gonna be a good time.
It's gonna be good though.
Have a good." The Wendy's is back there.
Oh fuck!
We screwed up already.
Is it really that close?
Yeah.
The Wendy's was super close by to Kevin's mom's house when I lived with Kevin's mom.
Yeah. It's like right down the street from the new studio.
When her and I shared a house.
What is it like being around the people that spawn Kevin?
They're always cool. That way.
Go left. And then do another left, and then a third left, and then a fourth left.
Is this content? Are we doing content, or are you serious?
Yeah, the Wendy's, that's the mall.
Got it.
How many fucking people are at the mall? What are you guys doing at the mall? What are you doing there?
People are just
like
us,
look how packed the mall is.
People just want to get, oh my God, it is packed.
Why is so many people at the mall?
What is going on? Again, I had just gotten my car worked on right before the quarantine began, and it was at the period where like one person had a mask on.
Yeah.
And it felt like I should be out here.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I thought the same thing when I would go to the gym right before everything shut down. I was still going to the gym and I felt really unsafe and I kept on just using those little cleaning wipes on my hands everywhere. Yeah, everywhere I could go.
I know.
You know? I'm legitimately hungry. I had a salad for lunch.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of salads for lunch.
Yeah.
And on the weekends, Nick, I just misbehave.
You should.
I it's time for me to just lash out at my surroundings.
I would be actually legitimately not surprised if the guys at my Taco Bell remembered my name.
Oh, they gotta know your name.
If when I walk in, they're like, what's up, Nick? Because I've been there at least once a week since this whole thing started. I had a salami sandwich last night, and I asked the woman to put at the supermarket to put tomatoes on it. But instead of putting tomatoes on it, she put more salami on it. And I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and almost threw up in my bed. And Dee was like, what's wrong? And I was like, it's too much salami.
I would love to hear that ambulance call. Like, 911, what's your issue?
Hi, my
husband. It was too much salami.
How do you think I'm gonna die? When you think of me dying, how do you think I'm gonna die?
I have no idea. It was too much salami.
Who do we know that has a house? Oh, let's go fucking egg Tim's house.
What if we just drove by Tim's house and just kind of waved?
You're so much nicer than me. We should go to Tim's house and like, and just record him, but muffle his noise and then put subtitles up and make him say terrible
womp,
shit.
Womp, 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 womp. Yeah, these are my old stomping grounds, Nick.
Well, they seem to be your new stomping grounds if we ever get out of this damn virus.
What if we drove by the studio today?
Good. You want to go by?
That could be cool. By the way, if you're watching this, click that like button right the hell now. And then share this with your friends, because this show takes a lot of work.
Can I tell you that I have to interview Eric Roberts on Monday, and I'm still nervous for one reason, and one reason only. Because if he decides not to do it last minute, I will never live that down. It'll be Henry Winkler all over again.
It's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Fuck, man.
I really hope he cancels now, Nick. Like, I'm sorry. I'm your friend, and that sounds like a pretty awful thing to tell your friend, but
yeah.
I hope he cancels.
Part of me does, too, because I'm nervous about it.
Sure.
And I really want to talk to him, because I'm a big fan of his from, like, some of the stuff he did in the 80s, and obviously he's done
Dark
some cool
Knight.
Stuff.
Yeah.
He's been in The Dark Knight. He's had a, like, four-decade-long career.
Was he not in Inception?
I don't believe he was in Inception, no.
Who was the dad that was dying?
Great question. I want to say John Voight. I'm just going to say John Voight.
Okay.
Or John Lithgow. It's either one of the Johns.
Yeah, it's actually neither of them, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure you've been wearing that gray shirt for the last 3 months.
It's my favorite shirt.
It is your favorite shirt.
You know why? Because it breathes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it breathes.
Effervescent? Is that the word? No.
That is a word.
Bioluminescent?
No, that's when things just glow on their own. And they produce their own glow.
That's right. Wake me up!
I'm just really tired!
I can't wake up! Let me take a nap!
Do you miss driving in the car and listening to music?
No, because I never listened to music. It was always just podcasts.
It's always the damn
it was always show. Podcasts, yeah. I feel like I've been so out of the loop when it comes to new music that it's just been what new song has a band that I already listened to come out with.
Right.
You know, here we are. We're approaching, Nick.
We're here. Oh, look. You know what? I was worried that the line would be really long because in the city, the drive-thru lines are like around the block.
Oh, yeah?
Because people just are like, I just want to get some McDonald's, but that's the only way to do it. So this is pretty cool.
I'll tell you what I'm really sad about. Mm. There are two Pizza Huts close to me that are both temporarily closed.
Oh,
and it bums me out because I still get text messages about delivery and I can't get them. Wake me up!
I'm so tired now!
Can't wake up!
Would like you to be my alarm clock!
Save me!
Just give me Starbucks!
Number 9?
Yeah, number 9 spicy.
What size combo for that?
I'll do a regular.
And what sauce?
Sauce. Nick, what sauce?
I don't like sauce.
Whatever sauce you recommend.
Barbecue works?
Sure.
There's two things that possibly could happen. One, they've lowered their prices for coronavirus, or two, she didn't hear anything you said, and we're gonna get one order of nuggets.
This could be a... Hello.
Hello, I got you.
Looks like I got my own Coke.
Why is mine small?
I think it's actually mine. Can we just make sure we have everything? Wow. It really was 12:31, dude.
That's amazing.
Are you kidding me?
Should we go look at Photoshop challenges right now while we eat nuggets?
Okay.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about our sponsor, the first of which is MeUndies. Have you ever seriously considered the underwear that graces your nether regions? You've got some important stuff down there, you know. Thankfully, MeUndies has, which is why they're changing the game with softer-than-soft, sustainable undies in fun prints, like unicorns, and lots of colors, so you can be totally comfy being you inside out. Right now, Kevin's wearing MeUndies, Tim's wearing MeUndies, Andy's probably wearing MeUndies, Greg's wearing MeUndies. I swear to God, Tim would just wear MeUndies if that were possible online. But unfortunately, we're lobbying right now with the Senate to get those decency laws changed. Meanwhile, he's more comfortable than he's ever been before rocking those MeUndies. He loves them. We love them all. We can't recommend them more for you. Because guess what? You know what's the worst thing ever? I'm sure you've encountered this. An empty underwear drawer. Remember, you go in there, and Andy, you open it up, and there's nothing in there. You're like, oh, no. What do I do
it's
now?
The worst, Nick. It's the worst.
It's the worst.
But I'll tell you what. I added 3 more to my collection, and I got them last week, and I love them. Got little pink lemonade ones, I believe, and cherries on yellow. It's gorgeous. Love them.
That's perfect. MeUndies has you covered. You never have to worry about that empty drawer again because they've got the MeUndies membership, and that will eradicate this terrible problem forever. A MeUndies membership is a monthly subscription that sends you new pairs to your door so you can keep your undies drawer stocked, fresh, and fun. Plus, the member access to site-wide savings and exclusive sales you can easily afford. You can easily and affordably build a quality collection of super soft undies over time, and that's one heck of an undie upgrade if you ask me. MeUndies offers matching pairs where you and your partner can order undies with the same exact prints. In other words, match your bottom half to your better half. MeUndies are available in a range of sizes from extra small to 4XL. MeUndies has a great offer for the listeners right now. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer, especially because they got that 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off, your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Next up, we have ExpressVPN. Let me tell you guys, we all look at stuff late at night that we don't want people to know we're looking at, and you might think you're safe. You might just pop on that incognito browser and be like, no one's ever going to know about these the dirty, dirty stuff that I look at night. But you know what? They might know, and here's why. Most of you are probably thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode? Let me tell you, incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use, how many times you clear that browsing history. None of that matters. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. That's why when we get home, we never go online without ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter if you get your internet from Verizon or Comcast, whatever your local ISP is. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure server, so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, we don't even realize we have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background and is so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and boom, you are protected. ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you not being able to use it. Just use it. Protect your online activity today with VPN rated number one by CNET and Wired. Visit my exclusive ExpressVPN link at expressvpn.com/morning, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/morning. expressvpn.com/morning to learn more. Lastly, we have our dear friends over at HelloFresh. Let me tell you, get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. HelloFresh offers so many recipes to choose from each week to help you break out of that recipe rut. HelloFresh offers a contactless delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. HelloFresh's pre-portioned ingredients means there's less prep time for you and less food wasted, which is actually nice. Keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread to your weekly order. HelloFresh is committed, of course, to making fresh, delicious food available now more than ever, and has taken extra steps to keep its employees and customers safe. They've donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019, and this year is stepping up their food donations amid the coronavirus crisis. You guys have heard us talk about HelloFresh before. This is another service that we use. Tim and Gia love this all the time. Right now, Gia is cooking Tim that shroom and swish pork burgers with potato wedges and a creamy honey Dijon dipper. A shroom and Swiss pork burger. That just sounds really, really good. It's super easy, and she's very excited to cook that for him. And Tim is very excited to eat it because Tim likes eating. Here's the deal right now, ladies and gentlemen. Go to HelloFresh.com/80morning and use code 80morning to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/80morning and use the code 80morning to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Go have fun. And now back to our show.
Last week's Photoshop challenge, you go to kindoffunny.com/GregSucks to see this picture that Greg put up of himself with his parted hair. And of course, Greg being all like self-deprecating was like, hey, caption this. And I was like, we'll do you one better, Greg. We will take that image and we will immortalize that forever on the internet.
Yep, absolutely.
With the amazing fans of this, the greatest show on the internet.
When I think of Hugh Jackman, he wasn't in the best showman in the world.
No.
He was the greatest showman in the world.
He's the greatest showman in the world.
What's the name of that musical, by the way? Is the world even in there, or is it just the best showman?
World's greatest showman, I think.
Oh.
Let's see. First up here, we've got Lucy James.
Whoa.
Lucy James submitting one, and it is the album art from Weezer.
Oh, she's the guitar player, or Greg's the guitar player.
That's so lame. Why is Weezer so lame looking?
Greg said this is like I think their first album, when obviously they were all super young, because you could tell Rivers Cuomo is insanely young. But the guitar player has that exact same hairstyle.
Yeah.
Parted in the middle, kind of rolling down. I don't think he had a beard at this point, but this is still fantastic, Lucy.
What I like about this is that Lucy could have easily composited out the person's head and put blue behind it, because literally it's just a flat blue. But she chose instead to keep Greg's head just a little bigger so we could cover the other person's head. And I'd like to think that's a low-key burn on Greg having a big head, you know?
Giant skull.
Just, I meant metaphorically.
Oh, of course.
Next up, we got Campfire. Oh, Campfire Design Studios. No shit. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
What is this?
It's like a Tiger Beat cover.
Oh, it's so good.
It's like a 90s fucking girls love this magazine cover. I love this. Oh, my God.
This is beautiful.
On every one of these covers, it was Nick Carter. It was Jonathan Taylor Thomas. It was Brian.
It was
from the
Devin
Sawa.
Devin Sawa was actually
Devin
in this.
Devin Sawa was on that.
That's so funny.
Nick with your feet.
Oh, I love it.
This is incredible. I love this.
This is perfect. Thank you so much, Campfire Designs. Next up, number three, M. Fritz 2.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
Wow.
This is so good.
Kind of funny bits of the Graveler Cinematic Universe. Greg Miller, of course. Andy, you get this because you're a cinephile and you've actually seen one of the greatest series, modern series that has ever been made, the John Wick series.
I can't wait for the Stan interview to happen. Oh my God.
Tim makes 95%
of the time. Why do we immediately start blaming on Tim? Part 4 hasn't been made yet. I love the actual just Photoshop job here. I think it's incredible with shading. It's a phenomenal job with coloration and color matching. The blood on Greg's face looks real and not tacked on.
No, it's like, really good.
If you look at his left cheek, our right, there's the blood that's sort of getting shined on from a light source. Mm-hmm. And it is a great job. This is a really
winner for right now.
This is a great. Damn good Photoshop. Mm-hmm. All right, number four. Number four is from the Matt Bauer.
The Matt Bauer.
It's not even like...
Is that the right picture? Why is he in a ghillie
suit? He's in a ghillie suit.
This is great.
It doesn't even really make sense.
No. No, but it makes me happy.
But I love it. I love the idea of Greg just being a creeper out there, because it doesn't highlight the silly hair.
No, But the look is so much more important than the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Always with Greg.
Mm-hmm.
This is so fun.
Great job, Matt Bowers.
But I also want to give a shout out to Matt Bowers for having a plural last name. You know, I'd like Nick Scarpino's. It's just cooler. It'd be cooler if my last name were plural. It's not possessive.
Just Matt if you Bowers. Put an S, it doesn't mean that it's plural, though.
Andy Cortez's?
I mean, what about, like, fish?
That ends with an H.
And it's not an S, but it's plural.
Fishes.
Number five is from Chance T. Pants.
Chance the Pants.
They say pets start to look like their own.
Where is it? Hold on, I gotta get that out of
there. Just love Porty, man. I love him so damn much.
Oh my God. That's so good.
He looks like such an idiot.
How did he get that? He get the glasses in perspective. That's great.
Yeah, that's a really damn good
that's
Photoshop
good
job right there.
That's a good right there.
It's a good Photoshop job right
and
there.
And the hair.
Good warp, you know?
Oh my God, that's so cute. Portillo is adorable. Now, what's great about this is instead of picking a picture of Greg and then compositing the way that he had Portillo in his hands, he composited Portillo into this. There's something weird going on with his mouth that I'm not sure about. I don't think that's his body necessarily. Do you see the problem I'm having
here? At one point, Nick, it just becomes mass.
Yeah,
it just all becomes mass.
He is a little furry turd in me.
Yeah.
I love him.
Number six is from Zelda's Dada. Let's look at number six.
Number
taking
six.
A while for me to open this.
Yeah, sorry. My thing is like, I see you in the dock, though.
Tim looks more and more like Greg when he doesn't do his hair.
Oh, that's funny. That's pretty funny. I like that.
I got nugget piece in my mask. Hold on.
Get it out.
Did I get it out?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Number seven is from HXC Dean. We haven't had a whole lot of Tiger King. It's been a while since Tiger King.
I don't know if we can show this.
It is.
I'm not sure we can show this.
Yeah, it's.
This image we're showing you right now.
It is. Let's just move on.
Now, I do want to call out that he put the tattoo on one of them.
Yeah.
Of the smiley. And that's really well done.
Tim, yeah. Tim's got the tattoo.
Yeah.
But I think we should probably just.
Congratulations. For the first time ever on KFAF, you have hit the fence and it is in fact electrified. You cannot go through it.
That's the one right there.
That is it. Professor Nelson has given us number 8. Let's look at it.
Yes!
Yes! Oh my god, this is it, man. That's so good.
Look at you!
Why am I so cute? Look at me with my little... while running with that big-ass Diet Coke. Like I don't want anyone to have some of it.
Look at the Oreo in the back with the little eyes on it. Portillo in the back as an actual hot dog.
With this hot dog.
There's a lot of Greg little strawberries. Troy Baker in the back with,
story
with
about
The Last of Us.
It's part 2. There you go. Just pimping it.
Yeah.
Making sure people play it.
Advertising is game.
Like it didn't sell enough.
Not only a great job with the photoshopping, but the coloration, the mixing of Nick's head into that blue thing's body, and the font, the titling.
Great.
That's a custom made font. That's you know, great. You had to make up that G the way that, I guess you took the G from Bugsnax, but you had to make the E and the R.
And the R. Yeah. And the other G.
Oh no. Well, that's clone from the first one, just like I said. Number 10, the final one from Matt Ferguson. Oh,
here we go.
My God.
Let's look
Matt
at it.
Matt Ferguson.
Oh,
how
wow.
How dare you?
Oh, wow.
Create something so beautiful.
This is gorgeous. Is this Dragon Ball?
Is this Dragon Ball Z
inspired?
So you keep that up, Nick. Keep that up.
Okay.
I'm going to show you right here.
This is awesome, Matt.
I'm going to show you who Greg is. Greg is Trunks.
He's perfect.
From Dragon Ball Z. Greg is Trunks with the same hairstyle. Kevin is...
Tim's third eye blind.
Chao Su from Dragon Ball.
Look how small Kevin is.
That's Kevin. I am young Goku. Or young Gohan, sorry.
Is there a difference between Gohan and Goku?
Goku's the dad.
Oh, cool.
You are Mr. Satan.
Hell yeah, I am.
Which, it was a weird... One of those weird Japanese translations. Because his name was like Mr. Satan or whatever, I think. But then when he came to America, it was still Mr. Satan, so they had to change his name. I think if I remember that correctly. I may just have made that up.
And then I do want to respect that Ferguson still put me in my drum major outfit, and that's amazing.
There he goes.
Holy
shit. So that's how he looks. Yeah. So Tim is TN with the three eyes, because he's got that big goggles.
Ferguson, this is so good.
This is so fucking good.
It's itchy in this thing. Yeah. Itching! Yeah. I hate it! I hate the virus, the Rona. Uh-huh. Just quickly going back through them, I love this one. Matt, congratulations, you've won. But I also want to give a shout out to the, I think a second runner up, or a second winner, as you put it, was the John Wick. I love that one.
John Wick, phenomenal.
Yeah, and you love the Teen Vogue one.
The Tiger Beat sort of Teen Beat magazines.
Yeah. Everyone did a great job this week.
This was an incredible week. Yeah, Professor Nelson was fantastic. Okay. Matt Bauer is also a plural last name, by the way.
Plurals. Matt Plurals.
Just with the weird one from
Matt Plurals. It's going to be Matt Plurals from now on.
Okay, great.
Matt Plurals. So the Memento one just makes no sense.
But it made us.
It doesn't make any sense.
It made us laugh really hard.
Really good, man.
Yeah.
Next week's topic, of course, comes from patreon.com/kindoffunny. If you guys want to back this show and give us suggestions for bits to do or Photoshop challenges, or you want to get, we're going to ask Andy anything in a couple seconds, you guys can do that too. Leonard DeVries has written in and said, hey, how about you guys do some Vin Diesel-style fan art for the KF crew? Now, if you watch Internet Explorers, you'll know that we are obsessed with Vin Diesel fan art on
always
Instagram.
Have been, yeah.
Always have been, always will be. You can put Vin into the fan art if you want. You can put me in it. You can put Tim in it. Just Google Vin Diesel fan art and just have fun putting us into that. Or not. Or just make Vin Diesel fan art of your own. Because I would love to see what you guys do with that.
Just have at it.
Submit your submissions, of course. Tweet your submissions, rather, at KindaFunnyVids. With the hashtag KFAF. Do not include me or Andy in it because we love seeing them for the first time in the car.
Yeah.
Ask Andy anything.
Matt Lubick, he spelled it out for me, Lubick, asks a question that I'm actually very surprised we've never asked before. He says, couch or chair?
Oh. Oh, wow.
Asking the hard-hitting questions, Matt Lubick.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with chair. Because I think couch, I prefer having two elbow rests. Unless you got a really, really narrow couch, but is that just a chair?
Is a narrow couch a chair?
Yeah. Is a couch that seats one person just a chair? Think about that.
I'm thinking about that.
Think about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Fucking stew on that shit.
I mean, consider me stewed.
Yeah?
I have been stewed, and I think the answer that I come up with is yes. I think if it seats one person, it's just a chair.
Is that the only thing that we need to distinguish it?
That's the distinguishing factor for me. Now, here's my question for you. Chair with ottoman reclining chair or just normal sit-up chair?
Ottoman. Because I like the idea that if I had a small pet, it could sit on the ottoman. So I go straight?
Yeah, keep going straight.
You're not even looking at the road. What do you mean?
Next question comes from Ignacio Rojas. Says, hey, hi, Andy. I'm just curious. Why are all the questions directed toward you and not Nick?
I also do like that that question is directed at me.
Because what he's saying is, I think it's a low-key F you toward me.
You think so?
I kind of know so.
A little bit of a burn on you?
I think it's a little bit of a burn on me.
You think he's telling you, hey, Nick, stew on that shit. I think that's going to be my catchphrase from now on.
Booyah.
Well, you haven't said that since the quarantine started.
Waika M says, hey, Andy, have you ever been to Costco? Thoughts? Question mark.
I have been to Costco. You know, it reminds me a lot of Sam's Club.
Final question comes from Mr. Yasman 300. It says, do mermaids poop? Do mermaids poop?
Oh, God. I mean, of course. Any living organism has to secrete its waste somehow, right?
But how do they poop? Where does it come from? Do they have mermaid bubbles?
I think there's a little hole in the tail.
Is there a hole in the tail?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a hole in the tail, sort of a little... It's not really visible to the human eye, but it's somewhat of snakes. When you think of a snake and its scales, right? Mm-hmm. There's a little hole, like when you see a little dick pop out. It's just like a little... It's a little string thing. Mm. I think it's pretty similar with mermaids from what I've researched.
Look at this fucking line at the Starbucks.
What is going on, Nick?
Hold on, I'm gonna film this. Look at this fucking line at the Starbucks. Why are there so many people at this Starbucks line, Andy?
Well, dual view, it's like you're recording. Which one do I look at?
You look at that one. Don't look at this one. Don't look at this one. Now look at this one. Now look at the Diet Cokes. You take direction really well.
I wish Starbucks made a place like Sonic, where there's multiple drive-thrus.
Yeah.
And it's a party, and there's people on roller skates.
Oh yeah, roller skates.
Roller skating around, tossing coffees.
When they toss the coffee, how do they toss it to you?
You just fucking take that, bitch.
Just this? Hey, does it have to be with such malice?
You have to open your window, and then they go, fuck you, idiot, you know?
We are still in the Starbucks line,
My feet are losing.
Can you still feel your butt? You ever get the thing where you drive too long and you can't feel your butt anymore?
I'll do a...
Grande iced coffee,
Grande iced coffee, no sweetener.
Okay.
And that'll be it.
Wait, you don't want any Starbucks?
No.
All right, everyone. Well, that's it for National Drive-Thru Day, and that's it for our show. Remember, if you want to be a part of this, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us at the $5 or above tier, and that gets you the opportunity to write in to ask Andy anything or give us some ideas for bits or Photoshop challenges or whatever. Whatever you want to say. We like hearing from you guys, and we love your support. If you got no bucks to give, because times are tough right now, we very much appreciate you just watching the show. And also, you know, if you liked this and you haven't thought about subscribing yet, maybe just think about subscribing this week and then subscribe next week.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of next week, until then, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And you've just been AF'd.
We'll see you in 2 weeks, actually.